So, prolonged period of reprieve from load shedding. Many are skeptical, though. Questions linger about the sustainability of this relief and the underlying factors affecting the country's power supply. Joining us on the line, we've got Veli Padiachi, power and energy expert, former executive manager at Eskom and a former senior executive at City Power Joburg. Veli, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Salaam alaikum and a very good morning, Salaman, to you and the listeners. And many thanks for inviting me to your program or show. Thank you.
Alaykum salam. So, I mean, is this genuine progress by Eskom that we haven't had load shedding for a prolonged period of time? Or is it, as some suspect, that they're just using diesel and this is a tactic by the ANC government to appease voters ahead of the elections?
Well, Salaman, let me give you a very professional and from an experienced generation engineer perspective. Obviously, at the very outset, I think what we've got now is about 22 days of non-load shedding. That's about approximately 530 hours. So that's quite commendable, and hopefully it's sustainable. And at the very outset, it's due to sustained generation, adequate emergency reserves. And of course, the demand is quite low at the moment, this time of the year. And of course, Eskom has brought back units from Udupi and Kusile. And also, we must just recognize the good work that's been done by Eskom Generation, the National Electricity Crisis Committee, the Electricity Ministry, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. But I just repeat, as a professional and experienced generation engineer, I'm of the opinion that this may be short-lived because the grid is still, in my opinion, erratic and unstable. Now, why do I say that? Obviously, why it's erratic is because we load shed, we stop load shedding, we don't load shed, so it's erratic. But there are some key challenges, Suleiman, as to why I say that this could be a short-lived reprieve. Firstly, what's common knowledge, and this being a technical a bit, the energy availability factor, which is a key parameter for performance indication of the generation coal-fired fleet, is very low at the moment. It's not about plus or minus 53%. That needs to be about 65-70% to be out of the woods. So that's one key aspect. The other one, Suleiman, is that Eskom does not have what I call significant or enough reserve margin or headroom to do proper planned maintenance. What I mean by that is that generally good performing utilities have about 10-15% reserve margin. That's capacity over and above the maximum demand. I would argue currently we don't have any of those reserve margins. Actually, we go into a minus quantity in most cases. So that's the other one. And then the other aspect, Suleiman, is that Eskom has been doing significant planned maintenance, which is commendable. I mean, they were doing it to about 8,000 megawatts. But I'm not sure that if all the units that are done on a planned maintenance are done properly, not all the units, maybe some of the units, because admittedly, the contractors are also under pressure to return units back to the system operations people very quickly. So as humans, they could be cutting corners. So I'm just worried that some of the units may be returned to service that's maybe not at the at the right level of maintenance. And then, of course, we at a low demand currently. It's about 28 gigawatts. Mm-hmm. When we get into winter, that will increase by about another 5 gigawatts to 32. And that's where I'm just worried that the demand may not meet the supply and Eskom may be forced to load shed.
I suppose that's the reason why many are skeptical when the deputy president says that load shedding could end by the end of this year. But just before we let you go, there's this concern again about load rationing replacing load shedding. What's the difference?
Well, it's load rationing is actually load limiting, is where through technology, the use of smart meters, you're still able to use some power, electricity, but the utility, whether it's Eskom or the Munich, will reduce your power capability for that period so that you are still able to use some essential facilities, not all the heating facilities, lighting, computer facilities, etc. So that's load limiting. But maybe, Suleiman, before you let me go, I just want to make one important statement here. You know, I use my chairmanship of the NRS Association, and I want to give the public this assurance that although we may go to increased levels of load shedding, even in winter, we will not go into a total blackout and a total grid collapse. Okay, you don't want to be there, because that could be weeks and even months of no power. And there's a big difference between a blackout and load shedding. Load shedding is a very controlled mechanism of load shedding small areas. A blackout is a total blackout of maybe, at the worst case, the entire country.
Yeah.
And load shedding, my final point, load shedding is an excellent management tool to prevent a blackout. And when you're at high stages of load shedding, it does not mean you're closer to a blackout, because the people at system operations have many other tools to prevent us from going to blackout. And South Africa has not been into a blackout for over 100 years, unlike some first world countries. Suleiman.
Veli, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
That was former executive manager of Eskom and former senior executive of City Power, Veli Padiachi, talking to us about 22 days of no load shedding and what's likely to be the sustainability of that.